This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
You know somewhere else that's cold?
Yes.
Sweden.
It does get cold in Sweden.
It's very bit cold in Sweden, yes. Those Swedes, they're a funny bunch. And joining us on the line to discuss something, well, I don't know if it's funny or just interesting, that they've done in Sweden is Alex from The Big Smoke. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So what have those funny Swedes been up to now?
So the interesting thing about people in Sweden, they're very big on making everything digital. So they've been early adopters to the whole concept of microchipping. So there's about 3,500 Swedish people who have microchips in their hands that they can access photocopiers, you know, access public transport, use it as credit cards. And basically they've really moved forward in advance in terms of biohacking. So it's quite interesting because in Australia we're a little bit more conservative around this, which I don't really get because there are a lot of women, for example, that have implants in their arms for birth control.
Well, this is it. So when the Swedish pay wave, they literally pay and they wave.
Oh.
Yeah, literally.
So the chips go under in their hands? Is that where they're getting...
Yeah, so just the little between the knuckle and the thumb.
Oh.
And they're able to swipe their hand. And there was actually a case in the UK of a guy who actually saw his card that he was able to use for public transport. He manually cut out the chip from his card and DIY'd it, putting it under his skin, and it worked.
I never want to meet that person.
Yeah. So biohacking has become a really popular thing, and a lot of people who love the idea of integrating their real life with their digital life are starting to do it.
I kind of like the idea because if you're the type of person who loses your Mikey card or loses your credit card...
Natural selection.
No,
shouldn't be here.
This is quite practical, though. You've got, always
hey,
got it to
hand.
Then
I wouldn't have much luck because I'm always losing things.
Well, there you go. Strap into yourself, but not in yourself.
I wonder if they move around. I wonder if the chip moves around in your hand.
Oh, it gives me the willies thinking about it.
It's not meant to. It's meant to be pretty secure and it's pretty safe. It's a pretty safe and quick procedure. And a lot of people are actually thinking about doing it. We also had a guy in Sydney not long ago who did do this, but he got into a lot of trouble with the public transport system because they weren't impressed that he had gotten around the whole using his card, and they said that he was violating their terms and conditions. So we're still quite conservative when it comes to this.
I think I'd do it. I like the idea.
But isn't it going to turn into there's going to be weird crimes where normally they just steal your wallet and now they're going to cut your hand off?
Oh, you've gone to the dark place, haven't
That's
you?
Where it goes. Body snatching,
Dean. This went downhill really quickly. it does happen. I'm sure it will happen.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess, yeah, you know, when I think of some sci-fi films where you
go
have
off an airport.
Like facial recognition technology, all those other things where they, you know...
Minority Report.
Face off, they rip the face off and then they... Or the eyeball because it's retinal...
yes, yeah. Eyes out.
I mean, it's no different to, as you said, facial recognition technology where they scan your face and they let you in. That's your password. So this is just a microchip in your hand, so you can do the same sort of thing. But the difference is, you know, it will be really around the security. So a lot of conspiracy theorists think, you know, this is going to be a big way for governments to spy on individuals.
Yeah.
And then other people, of course, think microchips are a sign of the end times. So it really depends on where you're sitting on the conspiracy spectrum. But I think it's quite... fine, and I think from what we know of the research, it's relatively safe, and I think it could just be a fast-tracked way of zipping around.
And so the conspiracy theorists consider that it could be used as a tracking device in the same way that we get your microchip, your pug gets microchipped.
Yeah,
they use it to track them down.
We got to find Nessie.
Yeah, it's all that whole link between those databases that a lot of governments are trying to put together in terms of understanding the citizen. So people are getting more and more concerned about how much data the government has on us, and if they're able to track you in real time, for example, based on your microchip, that will cause a lot of alarm. And don't forget, in the US, there's already been cases where Fitbits, which are trackable devices on you, have been used in court cases already.
Yes.
So
wow.
it's just the next step into data access, yeah.
But you know, like when you say, like you travel overseas and you got your passport, you always, I don't know about you, I get a little bit anxious about losing my passport.
Definitely.
I would welcome having something inserted in my hand that meant that I didn't need to worry about losing my passport or...
What if it floats into your brain and then you can't scan it?
From my hand to my brain?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, well, you're a doctor, are you? So sceptical of everything. I don't even like when people use the... they can pay wave when they're iWatch. I'm like, no, it's not good.
Oh, I
really?
I tap everything.
So you're going to be a slow adopter to this, but you'll come around.
Will I?
All right, mark my words. What are we?
Microchip you.
Third of July.
Oh, we're on.
Yep. I'm time stamping this.
But even like, you sometimes do you have like a, you know, like you might have a credit card, then you might have a debit card, and you use different cards for different things.
I don't have a credit card.
I want to say you did though. Okay. Would you just go with me here,
Jack.
In
this fantasy world.
In this fantasy world, we've got a credit card and a debit card. Would you have your left hand would be your credit card, your right hand would be your debit card.
Hokey pokey.
It could get a bit confusing.
Mm. You have to put one in your doodle.
What are you? No, you've gone too far now, Jacqueline. You've gone too far.
You created this monster. Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, I'm still getting down to the whole people chopping up your arms thing.
Well, yeah, right.
You're lucky it's your arm at this rate.
Thank you, Alex, for your time. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.